Hello, ladies and gentlemen. What's up to everybody out there? This is the Gamers Uncut Podcast, Episode 3. This is going to be the special Retro Games Edition. You know, so we're going to...
It's my idea.
Trying to over-talk me again. Live on the podcast. You just can't sit there and shut up. Damn. I'm Sick Kid PK. Your host and my co-host right here with me.
It's Backpack 92. I don't want to overtalk the host, so I just wanted him to wait so I could introduce myself. It was my idea, about.
Yeah, this is his idea. This was a spur of the moment kind of thing. You know, it's not going to be, we're not going to cover any news, which it really ain't that much news anyway. So, you know, we just want to do something a little different. So we're just going to talk about a lot of retro games, you know, which is last gen and back. And you know, we're gonna do that. We're still gonna have our little uncut section like we always do. This episode might not be as long as the other ones, but you know,
it might
yeah, it might if we start getting heated, but yeah, so
it's gonna be your fault
anyway. So yeah, so we're gonna start off talking about, you know, what we like, because we both pretty much, for the most part, enjoyed and had more fun in the older gens. PlayStation 2, PlayStation 64, Super Nintendo, all of that. So we're just going to start talking about why we enjoyed those generations more than we've been enjoying this one. So I'm going to let you start it out, Backpack, of why you enjoyed yourself more than you're enjoying yourself now.
Ah, yes. Well, I enjoyed the Nintendo 64 the most and the funnest because there was a lot of games that just seemed to have that fun, and it just had that memory lasting moment in it. It's like a game you know you would have memories in, as in other games, it doesn't seem that you would have memories in these games. It just seems like a game to play that, yeah, it's fun now, but it's going to be boring, you know, when you play it later. So that's why I think I had the funnest on there.
So what was like? What would you say? What's your all-time favorite retro game? Basically, PlayStation 2, Xbox, GameCube, and back.
Well, that's a hard one. That is a hard, hard one.
Give me a top five.
Alright, I can give you a top five.
It don't have to be in order. Just top five. Random top five.
Super Mario 64. Mm. Super Mario. Banjo and Kazooie. I'm going to just throw in Grand Theft Auto because I have to put that in there.
Which one?
Grand Theft.
Just the series? Just the series?
Yeah, just the series. Just the series that started on PS2. That series on PS2.
Okay.
And, what else? Let's see. Well, actually, I played on Xbox, so. Whatever. So, yeah. That series that started there. Alright, so that's three. What else? That's a hard one. Super Smash Bros. Has got to be in there. Just any one of those. Anyone. Mm. Like, all three of those.
Yeah.
I got one more. Last game I have to put in there. I can't put that in there. It came out on the last gen, but technically it's new gen because that's when I played it. But it was technically on the last gen. So should they be in there?
That still counts.
God of War has to be on there.
God of War.
Because it was technically on PS2. But yeah.
Just the series?
But that's technically last gen. Technically.
Well,
I had to put that in.
Okay, so what's your top? I already know what your top retro system is. You might as well inform the people.
Nintendo 64. You know, that system was so fun. There's just so many games I could talk about on there, from Donkey Kong to Banjo-Kazooie to GoldenEye to Perfect Dark to Zelda. So much more. Oh. Racing game.
But okay, so, well, I guess I'll do my little top five.
Yeah, let's hear yours.
Okay, so, you got Shenmue, of course, as everybody know, probably my all-time favorite game. Then you got Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Then you would have a wild card I'm going to throw in there. A lot of people didn't like this game, but I loved it. And it was Sonic Adventure, the first Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast. What?
Said not bad. That's, I didn't expect that.
Yeah. Then you got WWF No Mercy.
Oh.
Damn. One more. Shit. I'd probably say
that would have been a top six for me. No Mercy.
Yeah. Shit, I don't know. Donkey Kong Country. There we go. Super Nintendo. Donkey Kong Country.
Wow.
There we
go.
That's my top five. And then the top retro system, obvious, would have to be the Dreamcast. Yeah. So that's my top
five. Tell them why about it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Tell them why.
Well, okay. So the Dreamcast, when I got it when it was hot and when it was fresh and when it was, you know, it was. What was it? It was the it system at the time. So, you know, I played a lot of games. And plus, that was like, that was the main system when I started to mature as a gamer. Like, I really started to get into games a little deeper. Like, when I was young and I had the 64, well, not the 64, I had that too when I was older. But when I had like the Super Nintendo and I used to play the Sega, I used to just be playing it. Like, I never played a game for a story or nothing like that. I just played it just to be playing it. But that was the main system when I really started to get a little older and mature as a gamer. So that's why that would have to be my favorite. Plus, it was just, I don't know. I just got a whole bunch of memories with that system. Like, this is what we was talking about earlier. I wish we could have got that conversation on the podcast. But
that's your fault.
Hey, whatever. But anyway, you know, so... You know, because these new systems, they just don't have that same feel. A lot of the older games, in the older games, a lot of them were just a lot more simple. Like, you know, they probably didn't go as deep as some of these new games do, but sometimes you don't want to go that damn deep into a game. You know, you just want something a little simple, quick, and get it done with.
These games are blinded by graphics and shit. Like, it's what they is just blinded by. They don't have that. They don't put that little special moment in there like the other games did. You're blinded by all these graphics and how the game looks.
Yeah. So if there was one game that you could bring, that if there was one game that you could see remade on a new console like a PS3 or Xbox, what would it be? If you could have them remake one game, what would it be?
Game I would love to see remade is GoldenEye. That's the game I would love to
see. Oh, yeah. Hey. Definitely. Classic.
Because that was like the best first person. That is like really the main first person shooter that anybody thinks of. I mean, there was Doom 64, but that's like the main multiplayer one. Doom was like a single type player thing, but you know, that GoldenEye on the new gens with the graphics and the online and the way, nobody expected that game to be that huge, so think about it.
Yeah.
Like, that one, people just thought that was just a regular game, but with that, with the multiplayer would be so great now. I would have loved to see it just keep going and, you know, see if there is a Call of Duty today.
Yeah, if that came out, it probably wouldn't be a Call of Duty. Yeah, but, well, I think I would probably, what I want to see, I just want to see, like, a side-scrolling 2D game, but remade in HD graphics. Like, they got this new Sonic coming out. All the Sonics so far have been crap. All of them. All the new Sonics have been straight garbage. So they got this new one coming out. It's, I forgot what it was, Sonic 4. It's like, it's called Sonic 4 Episode 1. So we're gonna see how that is, and you know.
That's the whole title?
That's the whole
episode Sonic 4.
It's Sonic 4 Episode 1.
There'll be a Sonic 4 Episode 2?
I would hope so.
I'm just saying, like, why Sonic 4? Just call that shit Sonic 4 and say, forget it.
I don't know. They got something up their sleeve. But I want to see something like that remade, like a Earthworm Jim. Something like that, like an old classic side-scrolling game, but just remade, like revamped with HD graphics. I think that'd be hella clean. I mean, they got certain games like that. Like the other day, I was looking on the marketplace on the 360, and I was looking at like some of those arcade games that people make today. Like they still be making those side-scrolling type games, but I just never really looked at them or paid no attention to them. Like I was playing the demo for one of them. This is a game called Castle Crashers, and I had heard of that game before. Like a lot of people was talking about it, but that's a kind of cool game too. Like this, like it's a retro style game. Like it's not heavy story at all. It's a whole bunch of reading. Nobody's really talking. It's not 2D, but you know, it's pretty much, it got that retro feel to it. So yeah, they still doing games like that, but I just want to see them remake like a Sonic or something and do it right. They need to do it right because they tripping with these new Sonics. Sonic turning into a werewolf and shit. Come on now.
I don't know what the fuck that's all about. That didn't even make sense.
And then on top of that, you got Sonic hanging off of Mario's tip on the Wii. Sonic and Mario
trying to make
at the Olympics. Sonic and Mario at the Winter Olympics. Like, I swear to God. You want to talk about... Nintendo is the EA, or I say the EA Sports of the consoles. Like how Madden, they'll take something out and then barely change something for the next year and sell it to you again, and it'll sell like crazy. That's how Nintendo is. They'll barely change something and it'll sell like crazy. Like you got Wii Fit that'll sell whatever, 50 million. Then they'll come out the next year with Wii Fit Plus. Like, oh, okay, this is a big difference. It'd be the same thing. The same thing.
Oh, shit.
It's terrible.
Ain't Wii Fit just pretty much Wii Sports? Ain't it the same thing or is it different?
Nah, it's like Wii Fit is like, from what I know, is like, I think pretty much like, it's like a yoga instructor. It's like an interactive game where you literally work out. Wii Sports.
See, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, Wii Sports is actually like sports activities. Like, it's all working out. You can pretty much call damn near any week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Wii Fit is actually like you do the stretches and you do the yoga. Like, that's what that is. Wii Sports is like tennis, baseball, basketball. So it's like you playing a sport and then it's on TV, of course. It's all like,
as a gay, that is really just, they are tripping. How, when those games come to where we have exercise again, nobody wants to exercise on a fucking video game. You want to exercise, get your ass outside and exercise.
Sit down and play a game because you want to take your mind off of the real world. You don't want to stress. You be sitting there exercising like, fuck. Like,
I know you get mad to play again. Oh, I got to do more exercises.
I got to pop in this damn Wii Fit. Like literally, like, you could picture now, like, somebody's mom busting in their room, like, play that damn Wii Fit. You need to work out. like, back in the day, it used to be like, they'll bust in the room, tell you to clean up, or bust your room and tell you to do your homework or something. Now, they bust in and tell you to play the game. Like, what?
I know.
It's all Nintendo.
That's bad.
The root of all evil.
I think Sony is, though. I mean, I think Sony is.
Tell the people. Why don't you go ahead and explain this to the people?
Sony is the root of all evil because, for one, they don't care about us at all. Two, they just don't care. They don't care. Sony knows what Sony pretty much knows, and they know their system is going to sell. When you know your system is wrong, it starts getting bad. When you have to worry, it starts getting good.
What I think it is, I think Sony just don't give a fuck, and they pride themselves on being different. They are the Oakland Raiders of the consoles. They used to be good. They used to be good, but now they just want to be different. I mean,
they could be wanting to be the same when you think about it. Be the same as everybody with these damn first person shooters. They started coming out.
They're the same. They're trying to be similar in certain aspects, but they're in the main categories where they need to be similar to everybody else. They're different. Like when it comes to online, at least when I'm comparing the PS3 and the Xbox, they're different. You know, so. And they're different.
They wanted to be evil, though. You see this Sony system black. There's both of their system been black.
the first one was gray.
Oh, yeah. But you know, I got this dark color. Mm-hmm. And you see the 360, you got that white. First, it was black. Well, then you got this white. It just seems like
my 360 is black. But that's because that's because the new Elite 360s is black.
Oh yeah.
That's part of the reason I really wanted to get it. I was like, if I'm gonna get it, I want to get the black one. But I just for whatever reason. But anyway,
I can't Sony. They just seem like you're pretty much saying fuck you to me. Like you could just see them just saying. Fuck you, you know you're gonna buy our system. Shut up and enjoy. That's how it is. I'm saying that's how it's been. Just shut up, sit down, and enjoy our system. Don't you dare say a fucking word.
Yeah, it might be like say that. Something.
That's how it seems like they that's how they portray themselves.
Who, Sony?
At time. Yeah.
I don't know. Sony
I'm
just
telling you, the only reason they have free online.
They seem like the type of company that you wouldn't want to support. It's like you just support because you have to. You know, but it is what it is.
The only reason they got that. Nah, you trying to.
Go ahead.
The only reason they got that free online is because they want it to be different. That's all it was. They want it to be different than 360.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean that's a huge selling point. Like if they didn't have that, they would not have a lot going for them.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have one.
Yeah.
Or even if it doesn't seem like I have one, it really doesn't even seem like I have one.
Why don't you tell the people what you're playing? Why don't you tell the people what you're playing these days, since this is the retro edition?
Playing Project 64 on the computer using a PS3 controller.
That's pretty damn bad. 2010, ladies and gentlemen. And this still playing 64. Somebody get this man a good game. Damn.
That's bad. It's bad. And I still have Call of Duty, people, but that just doesn't get tested. It's gotten boring, but the whole Sony's just the whole thing. I don't even want to turn it on at times. The only time I turn on my system these days is to listen to music.
Yeah. And also just
to I can't even listen to in the game.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole nother topic. But also just to let the people know, we don't even have an outline for this episode, so we are just, this is the retro edition. This is the laid back edition. This is whatever you want to call it. But this is episode 3. So, you know.
Yeah, we just said fuck it and we're going to put this out as episode 3. We needed this.
Yep. I mean, this is Gamers Uncut. So, shit. The whole shit should be uncut. We shouldn't even have an outline regularly. But we just do that to be somewhat organized.
Yeah, we have to. We couldn't just go up out of here unorganized. We kind of being unorganized right now.
Yeah. But fuck it. You know what? I said we weren't going to talk about no news, but I'm on my laptop and I'm just looking at shit. So since this is straight live on the podcast, live action, episode 3, straight coming up.
How you going to be on the internet?
I'm on the internet.
How you going to be on the internet if you're on a podcast?
Well, because I'm doing podcasts on my laptop, so it's here, so I might as well surf anyway. Anyway... Like I was gonna talk about, as everybody know, this is what is today?
I was about to announce the damn date.
March 21st, 2010. And God of War, as everybody should know, came out last week. Now, like you should know by now, I don't have a PS3. I used to, and I was gonna get planning on getting God of War, but it broke on me and then I ventured off onto the 360. But Backpack, you have a PS3, so did you pick up God of War 3?
I'm trying. I am trying my hardest to get that game. Mm-hmm. People are broke. Niggas broke.
The niggas is broke. So the news I want to talk about is God of War 3 sold 550,000 plus copies day one in America. Just in America. So that's not even worldwide. So, I mean, what do you think of when you look at those numbers? Especially for a PS3 game.
Well, I'm not that surprised because it's God of War. It's the shit for PS3.
Yeah.
That is they Halo, Call of Duty wrapped into one. Whatever, that's they shit. That is PS3's main thing. When they knew that Mac was coming out, that was going to sell big. And if you had played the whole second one, because I know you didn't beat that one, or if you even looked it up, that was a huge... God of War 3 is going to be a huge game. That story, I don't want to ruin the story for the people who haven't played God of War 2, but that's one that I need to get. That's a game. That's a must-have game. And I know you're not going to have it, but that's a must-have game.
I would have already had it if I would have still had my PS3, but for reasons that we shall not dip into right now, which y'all started up because I already mentioned it, but that's why I don't have it. And that's why I will not be getting it, because I have an Xbox 360 and I no longer have a PS3. But you know, that is what it is. But that is good that, I mean, you know, that's selling a lot, but you know. Yeah, that's...
Sony still ain't shit, though. Sony still ain't shit.
Yeah, they gotta get their act together.
But,
what it is, what I really look at, the main difference when you look at the Xbox and the PS3 is the Xbox is unified. Like, everything on the Xbox seems like one. Everything comes together as one. Like, everything that is on one game is pretty much on the other game. Like, features-wise, like, okay, it took... like a year, it took 2 years for Sony to make trophies standard. Trophies came out, I believe it was towards the end of 2008, and they didn't make them standard until early 2009. That was when they said that every game that comes out from I think it was probably it was something like March 2009 and on has to have trophies. So they had to catch up with Xbox. There's so many games on the PS3 that you can buy right now that don't have trophies. Xbox had theirs from the get-go. They had everything from the get-go. From the very jump, everything had achievements. Everything. I mean, the smallest arcade game has achievements on the Xbox. You can get a $5 arcade game. It has achievements. What else?
That's cool.
Everything.
That's cool.
Oh, something else. Everything has in-game music. Everything. No matter what I'm playing, I can flash back to the dashboard and play music. Still, to this day, now, Sony will tell you that they do have in-game music. There's like five games on the PlayStation that have in-game music.
Really?
And that's terrible. They came out with all of that. And that's because they had to keep catching up. They had to keep catching up. I think it was like the update. It was like update 2.0 or something, or 2.4 or something. It was a huge update. That was the one where they came out with the in-game XB. I mean, X and B or whatever, where you could go back to your dashboard and stuff in-game. and everybody thought that was going to be the tightest thing. You could play music now. None of that shit happened. They came out with it, and none of it happened.
I know.
And people be like, oh, that's because nobody, Sony's not supporting it because nobody's using it. What are they going to use? You can't use nothing. Sony is just stupid. They stupid.
Yep. But, like, the only game that I could play on the PS3 that had music was fucking Marvel vs. Capcom. That's the only game I remember. Madden didn't even have it. Nothing had it. But I could play Marvel vs. Capcom and they'll have it. It was a cool game.
Yeah, you need that. Marvel vs. Capcom was dope, too. That's another, that, speaking of that, since this is the retro edition, why don't they have more retro games on the PlayStation Store? And, like, this affects you a lot more because you're currently on that system. So, how do you feel about them not having that many retro games in y'all store?
Well, that's horrible. It's one of the worst things that they just love to fuck up, honestly, what Sony loves to do. You see how Xbox has rare games. You can play, you know, you can get Perfect Dark. You can get San Andreas on 360. With the PS3, ladies and gentlemen, I can't get almost any game. The only game I think they've had was maybe some of the Metal Gears, Crash Bandicoot. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it.
Yep.
That's it.
A bunch of PlayStation 1 shit. They tripping.
Yep.
They be tripping. But, yeah, they got a good amount of classic games on the Xbox. Like you said, they got San Andreas. They got a few of the of Xbox originals. They got the first Fable. I think they got, I'm pretty sure they got Halo 1. Yeah, they got Halo 1. They need to put Donkey Kong on here, though. Once they put Donkey Kong here, they're gonna be winning. For real. They're gonna be winning.
They're going to, I think. Xbox will be that too. At least I don't think they will be. PS3. Can't even play fucking PS2 game. Your best selling system, and we can't even play that.
Oh my god. Speak of that. Oh man, let's go on to that. Ladies and gentlemen. That has got to be one of the dumbest decisions ever. Sony taking out backwards compatibility in their systems. That was so stupid. And I really believe that is why they're not selling that much. Like,
that's it. That is the reason.
You got so many people that were waiting to jump into this to get a PS3, but they had a PS2. Like, you had almost, I forgot how much it sold, but I know the PS2 was around, like, 200-something million. It was, like, 200-something million. And the PlayStation 3 is only selling, like, 20 million right now. So that leaves a huge chunk of people that still are out there, or a huge chunk of them probably have 360s, and some probably have a Wii. But, you know, when you take that out, you telling people that you can't play, like, all the money that you spent on us last gen, you can't play that on our new system. You can't use that on our new system. Like, that's so stupid. And people could try to say, well, when the PS3 first came out, you could use it because, you know, it was backwards compatible back then. Like, you could use your stuff then, but it was super expensive. Nobody was going to buy a PS3 when it first came out.
Also, like, why would you take it out? Why would you have it in and then take it out? That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Why would you, like, what was the main point of taking it out?
What they said, they gave some bullshit. Well, I feel it was bullshit. They said they said they took it out to save money or whatever, something like that. It wasn't cost effective.
Oh, that's just more work. That's just more work, and they was lazy.
Yeah.
That's how it was.
And the thing is, though, they've been rumoring it for about a year now that they might put it back in through a software update. But it was also been another rumor that they might put it in a store for about $10. Like, they might sell it to you. And they would get horrible press from the media if they took something out and then put it back in 2 years later and sold it to you. Like, you mean this used to be free and now you go sell it?
I would be so mad. I would be mad. I'm already, like, almost done with it. I would be so pissed. Like, some people are playing this free, but I, the way that buster system later, have to wait for some reason. I know you're going to say, well, back then the price was more. And no, it's the same system, though. But the only difference is they have compatibility.
Niggas would be pissed.
I would be pissed.
Niggas would be heated. But, you know, it is what it is. But let's try to talk a little bit more about retro games, since this is the retro game episode.
Alright.
So, fuck, I completely forgot what I was about to say.
How you gonna say this on the podcast?
I don't care. We already didn't put a disclaimer up to people that we didn't outline for this podcast. This is Gamers Uncut. So we're going to do what we want to do. Anyway.
We might need to calm this down.
There you go, buddy. This is what they want. They want the uncut perspective on the gaming industry. I think that's going to be our new slogan. I'm going to put that up on our page.
Coming up with shit on the podcast while we live.
I'm just saying. Well, at least I'm not like you talking about what did you say last week? Well, before we go live, let me just just talk about how these motherfuckers need to click on the other parts. How you gonna tell somebody to listen to our show? Alright, listen.
You just did it. You know how it is. And these motherfuckers need to comment. I'm being real. These motherfuckers need to comment.
Yeah.
I don't see no need to comment.
Yeah. But I completely forgot what I was about to say. I'm about to talk about something else about retro games. Come on, co-host.
Fine. All right, we're going to talk about...
This is terrible. Hey, this is going to be the best episode, though. I don't care. This is going to be the best one. All
right.
But see, this is... See, ladies and gentlemen, we are recording this right now. It is Sunday afternoon. Sunday is the most chill, relaxed day. So, Aaron, we are super relaxed. We were supposed to do this last night. Shut up. We were supposed to do this last night, but we didn't. So, you know. But I think, you know, this is going to be good, though. You know, this is different. It's not all uptight like some of it. Like, because a lot of, like, episode one and two, we were more, like, we're usually more uptight and put together in the first part.
At least in the first part, yeah.
And then we get loose in the uncut. So this is just, this whole episode is just loose, you know, whatever. So, you know, that's kind of cool, though, because it's a little different. It's a little different. Only reason we try to keep it together and keep it all uptight for the beginning usually is so, you know, people can hear our perspective on the current stuff that's going on in the gaming world or whatever. But right now, you know, it's whatever. You know, we just going off the top, talking about whatever. But just throwing that out there. So people don't think we completely just bullshit. Like, this is actually, we did this on purpose. We was like, okay, let's just do this without an outline, you know, and just do it off the top. Something different. I mean, it's not like we're getting paid to do this shit, so we're going to do what we want. Bitch.
See, right there. That's why we just lost viewers, right there. We just lost some of the viewers because you be talking about me.
So
you be talking about me going off the hook and talking about YouTube. You talking about viewers, though.
I'm not insulting nobody. We love our viewers. I'm just saying that, you know, this episode is basically going
to... I don't love nobody.
There we go, anyway. And we just lost 10 listeners right there.
No. You can call them a bitch. If anything, they can get back, and I said I don't love them.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, what the whole reason to be putting that out there is so they just don't think, oh, these niggas is just bullshitting. They ain't even got no topics for this episode. Like, no, we was talking about old school games right before this episode. We was talking about old school consoles and old school games. And then he was just like, fuck it, let's just start recording. Let's just do this. So I was like, well, I ain't got no outline, but whatever. We're just going to go do it off the top. But, you know, fuck all that. People don't need all that. Back to the discussion.
We need to go just to the new gen because we just need to go to the new gen and try to get to the untech.
We are already, we went straight in the new gen. It did not take us that long. We start talking about something, and then you start talking about Sony, and then next thing you know, we was talking about God of War 3. So we're just going to be all over the place on this one.
Let me co-host a little. Let me be a host a little bit. Let me be a host.
That's how you know. That's how you know this episode is not put together. You interrupt and talk about let me be the host for a minute.
Let me. Here's some not here to the viewers and see how it is when backpacks the host. Let me just ask you a question. All right. So, PK, what do you think? What do you think the new gens should do to get better for their next generations?
Well, I think what they need to do is... But see, okay, this is the thing. Money makes the world go round, right?
Yes, it does.
And
yes,
right now, what's making money are casual things. So the art of gaming, if you will... The art of gaming and a story and in basically, you know, pretty much just the stories of games. That's like the real heart of a game. The meat and everything around it is like gameplay. But like the real heart of a game is like its story. And that's been forgotten this gen because what sells is like the meat, the gameplay. That's what's selling. So since that's the case, you kind of can't, like, I can't say what they need to do is they need to get back to the art of gaming. They need to come out with more games to hook people in. But
that's what they do.
From a business perspective, okay, from a gamer's perspective, that's what they need to do. They need to do that to please us hardcore gamers. From a business perspective, they need to keep doing what they're doing to keep making money. But, you know... I think is they're not realizing right now that they can please both people. You can please the hardcore gamer and the casual gamer, and you can still make money. Either way it goes. You can make money regardless. It's just that they're just saying, like, you know, fuck it. We're just going to keep going casual. We're going to do what we got to do to make money. Now, at the end of the day, I can't knock them for that, but it is still messed up because... These people that they're turning their back on is the people that were supporting them in the older gens. We were the people buying those PlayStation 2, Xbox, GameCube, Nintendo 64, Super Nintendo. We were the people buying those games. So I think it's obvious that they're not pleasing us the way that we should be pleased, but they don't care. And the only way it'll stop is to stop purchasing their products. But that's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. Cause they're not that bad. Like I said, they're. This isn't the best generation of games. Like last gen was better, and the gen before that was better. But it's not terrible. So there's no way we're gonna stop. Like I'm not gonna stop. I'm happy with my 360 right now. Like I'm not the happiest. This isn't the happiest I've been, but I'm content.
But I'm not happy.
Why?
Because I feel that these games have turned their back on me. I was loyal. Just like in Madden, I was loyal, but they turned their back on me when they came out with 06.
Yeah, Madden.
And that's how I feel.
Madden is a perfect example. But see, people just need to stop buying Madden, period. I mean, if you don't
That's not gonna work.
If you don't like Madden, you need to just not buy it. As simple as that.
It's still gonna sell, and I can't play any of my NFL games. This season, when before the Vikings fucked up, but that's a whole different issue. I wanted to play a lot of my own games. I wanted to play a lot of football games, you know, with the NFL license. But I can't because I have to buy a crap Madden game with these crap just everything. Crap gameplay, crap NFL players. Not crap NFL players. Crap, just crap shit on there. And I'm not going to buy it. I couldn't do anything this football season when I wanted to play this.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm not getting it this year because I'm getting another game.
You say that.
No. But every year, two football games don't come out. Every year, one football game comes out. And this year, like I've been talking about and I've been rallying and pulling for this game, that this backbreaker game that's coming out, I'm going to get this. And it's probably not going to be the best. It's probably not going to be great, but it will be better than Madden. I can pretty much guarantee that from everything I've seen. Huh?
That's not hard to do.
Yeah, but it's better.
Yeah, but so was probably that 2K, whatever, hey, football and, game.
And I'm still playing it. So as long as it's fun to me, I'm going to love it. And the thing is, like, a lot of people have been talking about, like, it's not completely simulation. It's not trying to be completely simulation. It's like a mix between arcade and simulation. But what makes it so much more real than Madden is the fact that they use a real-life physics engine. They use the Euphoria engine. When the Euphoria engine was in Star Wars Force Unleashed and in Grand Theft Auto, the Grand Theft Auto 4. Like, you know how in Grand Theft Auto 4, like, if you run into somebody, like, and they'll fall or something, it's, like, super realistic. Like, even if you bump into somebody, like, they'll lean to the side or whatever.
I hate it. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know how the physics was super realistic. It's using that engine. So, like, that alone is going to make it more realistic than Madden. Like, the blocking, the tackling, everything. Like, they said with that engine, and from everything I see, you'll never see the same tackle twice. Because it doesn't use animations. There's no animations. It's all real-time action. And that's super dope. So that's why I can't wait for that game. Like, it's probably not going to have everything like Madden's going to have, like, you know, from a outside looking in standpoint. Like, it's probably not going to look as good as Madden is, but I don't care. All I'm about is gameplay. When it comes to sports games, give me gameplay. Give me gameplay. Like, at this
point, it's not gonna sell. It's not gonna sell.
Oh, no doubt. That's easy. No doubt it's not gonna sell.
Well, then what mark are we gonna make if there's no competition?
What?
I guess after you, I can know as a gamer, you probably don't care as long as the game's good, but what? We need competition for that.
Yeah, now that's the thing. Like, it's all up to this company. Like, if they want to keep, that's the thing. Like, if this game even sells halfway good, that's going to be huge. If this game just sells okay, that's going to be huge. Because that's going to prove it might not, this company might not make another game, but it's going to prove to other companies that we can sell a football game in America that doesn't have the NFL license. Because right now, nobody is going to waste their time because they're like, if it's not even going to sell, what's the point?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because All Pro didn't even sell that good. It didn't sell terrible, but it didn't sell good at all. So,
yeah, I mean,
if this game sells okay, and I would consider okay probably from around 350,000 to about 600,000. If it could sell that, like, then it should be good. And if it sells 600,000 plus and it pushes a mil, then that's beyond expectations. So if it could sell that, then it should be fine. It should be fine, and we could possibly be looking at a sequel. And like I said, even
if it will be nice.
Yeah, like I said, even if we don't get a sequel from that, if it sells good, that should be motivation to other companies to want to do a football game. Because we need competition. We need competition in that genre. Because whenever something has competition, it's at its best. People are not going to... I'm sorry, if you're making Madden and you're making millions every single year. Why would you bust your ass to improve the game when you don't need to? Why sweat when you don't need to? You know what I'm saying? People are going to buy the shit regardless. So what's the point? Let's just come up with some bullshit. Let's put something in Madden 11 that we had in Madden 06 and tell them that it's new. You know, because they're dumb enough to not go back and see that it's not new. They're going to get it anyway.
Yeah, but you got it too. So, I mean, and it's just how people are.
Exactly.
And it's just when you it's no competition. There's no other NFL thing to compete with. I mean, you're forced to kind of buy it. It's like a monopoly.
When you're a football fanatic, and you are a video game fanatic, and you're a video football game fanatic, it's going to be extremely hard not to pick up a football game if that's the only football game on the market. So, that's just the way it is. But, I mean, because the old Maddens, were way
better. Yeah, they were.
But, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see when the Madden started falling off year after it got the exclusive license. I mean, that's obvious. But, you know. So, whatever. But, you know, let me see how long we've been recording.
It's been a while. It's been actually a while.
Okay, it's been a long time. Okay, we're pretty much done with the game side.
I have something else to say to the new game.
Go ahead.
Dang, trying to cut Steven. We supposed to be a partnership. You be cutting me off. Anyway, I was going to ask the question that, you know, how we've been dissing on the Wii. What do you think can get the Nintendo back to their old dominant ways?
Well, what they need to do is they need to start buying up more third-party developers. It's as simple as that. Because Nintendo, they always had a strong or somewhat strong first party, but when they were selling the most and they were extremely popular, like Super Nintendo, that's when they had a lot of third-party support. By third-party support, I mean Metal Gear, Final Fantasy, those type of games. When they lost those, they started to go down the drain. When they didn't have that on the 64 did not sell that much, and that was their last good console. So they already have the star power of Mario, Zelda, Metroid Prime. They got the star power. That's like basically you building a franchise team, and you already have the star, in this case stars, but you already have the star, but your star is only as good as the supporting cast. You have to build around the star. So if you have a star and you don't have any role players or any supporting cast, you're not going to win no championships. You have to have a supporting cast. If you look at the 360, they have a star and they have a supporting cast. Because they have third-party support out the ass. They got hella shit. So that's what it is. They already have first-party stuff. If Nintendo wants to get back on top to where they used to be, they need to get more third-party support. It's as simple as that. They need to find some hot developers, and it's a lot of new up-and-coming developers that's always out there. Look at Sony. Sony got two of the best up-and-coming development companies in the business right now. They got Naughty Dog and Insomniac. Those two developers have been banging out games for the PS3 since the system came out. And Nintendo needs to do that. I'm pretty sure if Nintendo got real serious and was like, and was telling developers and contacting people, was like, listen, we're serious about this next console and we want to get Nintendo back to where it used to be, people would hop on board. The thing is, they're treating their console like a joke and nobody wants to fuck with it. Like, developers don't want to develop for that. I mean, the damn thing, the system's not, they can't even be at their most creative level developing on the Wii. Like, a video game, you're looking at a video game. So whatever people want to say, graphics are important. Now, if I'm a developer and I'm creating something, I can create something way more beautiful from an artistic standpoint on a PS3 or on a 360 than on the Wii. The Wii is still in standard definition. Like, and yeah, this is just graphics, but look at the controls too. They have to develop for a damn nunchuck.
Yeah, that to me is what they need to change.
That's the killer thing. And also, okay, you have to include everything you got online. Okay, so I can't even really properly develop this game how I want to online because the online service is terrible. Like, developers gravitate towards the 360. Why do you think that? Like, if developers, if they want to be creative, they're going to go towards the PS3 or 360, even though the Wii is outselling both of them like crazy. And they do that because they can express their games the most on these systems. They're not as held back as they are or would be on the Wii. And that's just what it is. I mean, if they want, I'm like I said, if people still have respect for Nintendo for the simple fact that so many gamers grew up playing Nintendo. If you're a developer, which means you're not a young gamer, you're a developer, so you're obviously 20 plus. Chances are you grew up playing Nintendo. So if they came to developers and was like, we're trying to get serious, we need some people to hop aboard, you know, we come out with a new console, it's going to have a real controller, it's going to be HD, you know, we just need some people to make some hot games for this system. Nintendo could take over. They could take over. The thing is, that's why I said, though, this is money makes the world go around. So they're probably like, why waste our time when we could just sit here and we can all get paid? All our pockets are fat. Fuck the art. Fuck the hardcore gamer. Let's just get paid.
That's fucked up, though. That is fucked up to me. No. Because we spent our money. We love Nintendo. Some people would die for Nintendo. Not me, but that's how some people feel. That is some really hardcore Nintendo fans that's probably still fucking with the Wii and are sad as shit and are saddened by this, that they have to go out and get this because they spent so much time with Nintendo, they don't want to abandon it. There's some loyal fans here, and yet they're forced to play this shit.
Yeah.
It's not right.
And the thing was, they were trying to make it seem like, you know, the Wii is we don't want to be in HD. We don't want to have, you know, this best online service. We don't want all that. We just want it to be straight hardcore fun. But it's not even the funnest system to hardcore gamers anymore. It might be fun to people who've never played a video game in their life, but the hottest thing right now is online gaming. That's the hottest thing. And they have the worst online service. They have the worst online service. So it boils down to just them getting serious, and that's how they can get back on top. They could do it. They could do it if they wanted to do it. They're just not doing it because of whatever reason. Like I said, it's got to be money. That's the only reason. Because it's not that they can't do it. It's not that they cannot do it. What it is like they lost their main developers, like Square Enix, Konami and Rare. When they lost them, they was probably just like, fuck it. They was like, fuck it. Because when they came out with the GameCube, they didn't have barely any third-party support whatsoever. Not to mention, their first-party games were not the best. I mean, Super Mario Sunshine was average at best to me. Wind Waker, Legend of Zelda Wind Waker, was that I liked it, but that was not considered one of the top Zelda games at all. A lot of people did not like
it. Not even close.
Exactly.
Not even close. Yeah,
a lot of people did not like Wind Waker. So,
I know I didn't.
To compare the fact that they didn't have that much third-party support with the fact that their first party was lacking, that's what made the GameCube so bad. Like, the 64 didn't have much third-party support, but they had, like, their best first-party games on the 64, arguably. So, you know, that's what it is. I mean, they need to get back some hot third-party developers. I mean, like, you just, you don't see it no more. You don't see no game this, if it's made, if it's not made by Nintendo, it's not big on the Wii. I can almost guarantee you that. Look at,
it's not selling on the Wii.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not big on the Wii. If you look at the most selling games on the Wii, they're all made by Nintendo. Period. You could look on the PS3 and on the 360, and you're going to see a whole bunch of third-party games selling. Now, if you look, now the difference between the PS3 and the 360, though, is that the PS3 has more first-party games selling. The 360s, damn near, their whole thing is third-party. So they're kind of, you know, they're kind of in their own lane about it, and, you know, they need to start worrying about getting some first party stuff going. But Microsoft, they just pay for their stuff. That's what it is. Sony, the reason why they're fine is because they're not afraid to pay for it. Sony has too much pride. They don't want to pay for nothing. Microsoft will say, fuck it, how much you want to put this game on our system? How much you want? What do you need to give us? And it don't matter what it'll be. When Grand Theft Auto came out, they paid $50 million to Rockstar so they could get the exclusive downloadable content on the 360. And that came out, what, 2 years ago? And PS3 is just now getting that DLC?
That's bad. That's bad.
Microsoft is not afraid to open their wallet. And that's why Sony thinks they can just keep living off their first party stuff, but you can't.
There's no way they can. I mean, when's the last, you know, for one, they've lost a lot of their other ones. Cause I mean, we don't see Kingdom Hearts on there. We don't see Kingdom Hearts on there. There's no Jack and Dexter. Metal Gear going to 360. They about to have that. I mean, they're losing a lot of them for one. So I don't know why. They can keep having all these pod issues and just get kicked out of the gaming industry. They keep doing this.
And I'm telling you something, this could really fuck them up. I'm telling you, let Apple come out with their system. Let Apple
come out. Oh, if Apple comes out, everybody's in trouble.
Man.
Everybody's in trouble.
Woo! Because so far, everything Apple has been touching in like the last how many years has been straight golden.
Apple is the one thing that can get in the game. That's like the only company that can.
Yeah, honestly, they came out with the iPod and killed every other MP3 player. They came out with the iPhone and killed every phone. They come out with these damn iMacs. They're killing every laptop, every computer. Apple is killing it. People keep saying like, man, I can't see it. Now, yeah, it sounds far fetched, and it's all based off the idea that they've been killing everything else. But still, I could see it easily happening. I could see them coming out with an iConsole and killing everybody. But I could see an iConsole being like a 360 on crack. Like, I think it would be doing what the 360 does times 10.
Like, that's not good. That's not good for any other companies out there.
Yeah, like, I think it would be like, it would have that casual. It would have that casual appeal of a Wii, the same amount of casual appeal, but it would have that hardcoreness of a 360. And I would check.
It would be a wake up call. A lot of people could get woken up by that, and the competition could start up again.
Yeah.
Because Apple, that's the one company that if they wanted to, they could.
And I mean, you never know. E3 is in
the coming out with a system with the iTouch. They have games on there, Sonic games and shit. They've shown signs that they can, or they might. Little signs, but they still could.
Yeah.
Shocked that they came out with one soon.
Especially this little like, iPad shit.
Yep.
But I mean, you never know. E3 is about 2 months away.
I don't think they're going to do that in this E3. Maybe next one.
You never know.
After that one.
You never know. But they might not, but yeah. But anyway, that carried on for about 15, 20 minutes. Like I was about to say, we're not even going to take no break this week. We're going straight into the uncut. So, but just shut up. Before we go into the uncut, you know, got to give out our little links and all that good shit. You can catch us at www.gamersuncut.podomatic.com. You can also.
Whoa. I did not do this. I did not do this. I'm supposed to be the host. I was supposed to be the host
you
for this one.
You were the host for 15 minutes because you wanted
and to. And I was wrecking shit as the host.
Like I was saying, can you shut up? You can catch us at www.gamersuncut.podomatic.com. Now, you could download our episodes there. You can leave comments. We really want y'all to leave comments. You know, if you have your own page on Podomatic, you can add us as a friend. You can also catch us on MySpace. You can search up Gamers Uncut Podcast. You can catch us on there. We're going to try to...
I want no MySpace.
My God. This acts like nothing. I told you that like 4 or 5 days ago.
God damn. But I need to... I was about to say, what's the password?
Yeah, live on the show. Live on the show. I'm going to give you the pattern.
I didn't. I said I was about to.
Damn. Anyway, you can catch us on MySpace. You fucked up this whole segment. Anyway, you can catch us on MySpace. Just search Gamers Uncut Podcast and you'll be able to find us. If you have a MySpace page, which you probably do, you can add us. Leave comments. We're going to try to post, you know, get a little blog going on there, posting the latest gaming news. Also, most importantly, you can catch us on iTunes, either on your iPod, you got an iPod Touch, iPad that's about to come out if you got that, whatever. Everybody pretty much has iTunes, so if you search us on iTunes, just search Gamers Uncut, and you should be able to find us. Yeah, all our episodes go straight to there. You can download them off there. We really want y'all to rate our podcast wherever you can. Rate it on iTunes. Rate it on our website, the Gamers Uncut Podomatic website. We want feedback. We need a lot of feedback. That's what we want. Just tell us how we're doing.
Comment, please.
And, yeah. So, you know. But, yeah, so we're going to go straight into the uncut part. So, this is your favorite part, Backpack.
Yes. It is, and here we go, uncut, and it is time for another Fuck the World segment. This is Fuck the World segment number two. I'm going to give you two of them. I might give you two of them. We're going to see how it goes. The first one, we're going to talk about Alameda, ladies and gentlemen. For those who don't know Alameda, I would not be surprised if you don't know Alameda. It is not. So if you are out of this state, I know you do not know Alameda. If you just not even by Oakland, then I know you don't know Alameda.
Alameda, California.
But yes. Now, let me give you a little rundown of how Alameda works. Alameda is one of the most racist countries. I said country. One of the most racist cities ever. They are so racist. I hate this city. I hate it. I swear to God, you don't know how much racist people I meet every day. This is like the Texas of this, just like the mini Texas, a little spot of Texas in this whole state of California. California usually is an open-minded state.
Liberal.
But not Alameda. It's still racist and shit. Wasn't there a KKK thing by Alameda High School? I think it was. I something about this. And this is what I mean by racist. I mean, come on. We still have KKK people in Alameda. It is one of the most racist pieces of shit places, and I would suggest to never go by this place. Never. There's nothing to do here. It's boring shit. You don't want to go there. You see it. You see it on the sign. You keep going. Do not even hit that exit. Don't even stop to use the bathroom. Or you will run into some shit you do not want to see.
So, why don't you let the people know what Alameda has done to you? What makes you feel so passionately about this?
Alameda has made me more miserable than I am. already am. It's made me way more miserable. That's what it's done. That's what Alameda is all about, ladies and gentlemen. So if somebody tells you, oh, Alameda, you know, it's a nice, quiet little neighborhood, don't believe none of that bullshit. It's horrible. It's a piece of shit. I can't stand this city. I can't stand this. Somebody needs to burn it to the ground. Burn the school. School ain't shit.
Well, what about the school system? Because I understand you feel very passionately about this.
The school system is so horrible. I'm going to tell you why. At least the California one. Well, Alameda, California, whatever. But this one's way more horrible. We need about 230 credits to graduate, ladies and gentlemen. And one thing is, yes, I am 18 years old. 18. Still in high school. No, I'm not a fifth year senior. But anyway, the whole thing is that school system is bad because, for one, they treat you like you have to pass everything. They treat you like you have to be an A-plus student and stuff to have a good career. This is just how society views you. You have to be great in school. You have to go to college, go through that straight path. You can't take no zigzags, nothing. They expect you to just pass everything. It's normal for somebody to fail a class. It is normal. But if you fail a class, like let's say your last semester, you have to take it in summer school. You can't even walk the stage. You can't graduate. None of that. It's gone. It is gone. Just because you fucked up one time. And that's why we all fuck up. That's why we have a range on pencil. We make mistakes. But yet, they expect you to be perfect. Hypocritical motherfuckers. I can't stand them, man. I can't stand them. I swear to God. I hate people that view, like, school has to be everything. It's like, school is like everything. And why are we waking up so fucking early to go to school?
Ooh, that's a big one.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I can see this in elementary and middle school. Once I hit high school, I'm smart enough to be able to do different things. I can wake up later now and go to school. And I have a problem with going to school. But no, they expect you to wake up every day at like 7. I'm not an early person, ladies and gentlemen. I'm like nocturnal. All right? So they expect me to wake up hella early, go to school. I have to catch the bus now. I got to catch the bus, go to school. Sit in that class and hear this teacher that I don't want to hear talk about nothing. Nothing that is new.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wait. They expect you to wake up. I don't understand why. And I never understood why. I just think they do this because they don't want us to have any freedom. They don't want us to talk out or say anything out against the system. We need to say something out against this so-called system in high school that they have going for us. This is the most bullshit shit I've heard. I'm sorry, but I just don't understand why we can't get up early and go at like 12. I don't understand why not? Why not? And school should be shorter. School should be shorter. I don't need to be in here for like 8 hours and hear the same shit. We have one hour for math, 1 hour for English. 1 hour for science, 1 hour for history. That should be the day. Get a lunch, too, after that. Have 2 hours after the first two classes, get a lunch, and then rest of the day, and then go home. We go from 12 to 4. That's how school should be. 12 to 4. So if I want to play my Call of Duty till 5 o'clock and get up at like 11, I can still go to school. And there's no problem. But if some people want to get high before there and wait till the high, you know, gets a little off, then they can go to school.
You damn right. Ain't nothing wrong.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. Just saying, that's how I think. What is the point? That we also have We also have electives. We have electives. We need like 75 electives. No, not 75. It's 95 because they put ROP as elective. They just say it's ROP.
Terrible.
ROP is elective. And they're going to talk about this. They tell you you have to take a foreign language class. They tell you you have to. That is the most bullshit. Don't, you can't listen to these counselors. They try to think. Some people, they just think you're going to college. Not all of us want to go to college. Not all of us want to go to college. They just think that we want to. So they say you have to take a foreign language class for, you know, a year or two. And you don't even have to. You don't have to know what C is in Spanish.
I remember in the 10th grade, I had a counselor tell me straight up I wasn't going to graduate. I came to him in his office and he was like, look, I'm just going to cut straight to the chase. He was like, you're not going to graduate. And then I'm sitting here, I'm like, what the fuck am I here for then? You called me to your office to tell me that I'm not going to graduate.
I know, why would you say some shit like that? They just tell you some shit like that. But if somebody could have failed their class all the way up to their sophomore year, still maybe, but they just tell you, you're not going to graduate. He just didn't like you, I think.
He didn't.
Yeah, that's what they always tell you. And there ain't nothing wrong with going to a continuation school and getting your diploma. There ain't nothing wrong with it. You can still be smarter than any motherfucker that goes to college right out of high school. Well, you probably already is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how they try to view it. They try to view you have to go to high school. You know, you gotta go then straight to university. You can, this is what you can do. You can go to community college for about 2 years, transfer to university, get the diploma at like the same time. Get the same thing, and you out. You just did an easier path. They want you to go the hard, you know, a harder path in life. They want your life to be fucked up pretty much. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I think schools do. They try to give you all this bullshit to make your life more fucked up. That's it. That's the only reason they give you these bullshit. But that's how they try to, you know, twist our minds and think this way. Talking about you gotta take a foreign language class. Talking about you need a pass geometry. You didn't gotta pass geometry. All you need is algebra. You're done. They just try to give you this bullshit. And I don't know why we need 95 electives. I need to get back. Why do we need 95 electives? Really? Really? At most, electives should be 10 credits. But no, it's like 7, it's 95. So I'm counting all of here as elective, because it's the same shit. Art falls under elective, foreign language, whatever. All that is elective. That is not in a real class. Honestly, we shouldn't even have homework. And they try to give you homework in some of these classes. What the fuck do I need homework in art for?
Yeah, now that's some bullshit.
I don't even see why we want to get in Spanish either, but... Whatever. They say, oh, you know, you need to learn it in your spare time.
Yep, so...
I failed all my language classes, ladies and gentlemen. All my language classes. I didn't pass one, and I don't even know a sentence in Spanish. I know some words. I don't know how to say a sentence in Spanish.
That's like the pointless part, though, because a lot of the times they'll put you in these classes, and you really don't learn nothing. Like, I can sit here and tell you honestly so many classes I've passed that I don't remember shit from. I passed Spanish last year, and I don't know nothing. But I passed it, though. Because the thing is, a lot of these kids our age will just do whatever just to pass. It is very rare that a kid is going to be in class trying to actually learn something.
I know, I never do. Anyway, I'm sorry. I wanted to get my credits, especially the way the school system has worked. They have warped my mind into thinking, all right, I don't give a fuck about you all learning. Just give me the credits or I can get the fuck out of here. Just give me the credits. Give me the credits. Give me the credits. I need to go.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And that's how. Go ahead.
So, yep, this pretty much been the episode 3, ladies and gentlemen.
And
what?
You just what me talking about? I thought you was gonna say something else. Don't wrap it up.
It's time to go.
Oh, I got something else to say.
Oh my god! Go ahead.
Segment. That was my first segment. I have one more segment. Okay.
Wrap this shit up.
What?
You gotta make this shit quick. I'm gonna shut this shit down like I did the first
one. Oh, oh my
gosh. I'm trying to get the shout outs in this week.
We will get them in. Just calm down. This is a long episode. All right. This is Fuck the World segment number two, ladies and gentlemen. Well, number two, but it's part two. All right, here we go. Now I want to talk about the jobs and they system and they racism.
Man, save this shit for next week, man.
God, why is it interrupting me? You were talking about me. See, you interrupted me. I'm trying to give these listeners what they need to know because this is important for every black person in here that would listen to this. This is an important segment. Can you just go ahead and cut me off? I have something special for next week. I have this shit already cut up. Can I finish? Can I finish?
You better start talking before I close this shit down.
All right. Damn. Now, I want to talk about jobs. Every time I put African-American on there, I feel like I'm not getting the job automatically. That's just how I feel, especially in Alameda State. Now, I don't know how you get a job anymore, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like if you were, you know, if it's, I don't even know. I just don't know how you can get a job. I mean, my partner has had one. He quit. I don't want to give out that much more information because you know how he is. But anyways, all I'm saying, I don't know how you can get a job in here. I've tried everywhere in Alameda, and I have no job right now. No job. None have even taken a risk, Ivy. I feel like once I put African-American on there, they just say, fuck it, and they just leave. That's it. That's nothing else. That's all it is to it. And I guess I'm just going to be done so my partner doesn't get more angry. Unless you have something to say.
I don't have shit to say. This has been episode 3, ladies and gentlemen. And,
say nothing for uncut. See?
Like I was saying, this has been.
Oh my God!
Shut
up. You ain't gonna say nothing, really
not. Oh my God! I already talked about your other subject a little bit.
You said there's a comment on it, so you don't want to
shout
say
out. Shout outs. Do you have any shout outs?
I'm the first today from PK. Nothing.
Do you have any shout outs?
I don't got no fucking shout.
You don't want to shout out anybody.
Why don't you get the shout outs first? If I think I'll let you know.
Well, I'll just like to shout out.
Shout out. Go ahead. Yeah.
I would just like to shout out.
Go. No, why are you stopping?
I would like to shout out my mama. I would like to shout out my chick.
I knew it. That is horrible. Are you kidding me? I can't stand your lovey-dovey
ass. I can't shout out my chick. Oh, why? Because this is a gaming podcast?
Yes, it is. Why would you?
Just so y'all know, Backpack 92 has been talking about branching off and making a love podcast.
Get that shit out of here. What are you talking about? I will give relationship advice.
I'm not even going to be on it. It's going to be a one-man monologue. He's going to have sensitive music playing in the background while he gives his weekly tips on love.
You got me so fucked up. The day I do that, the day you will see me actually falling in love with a Sony system. That's the day you see that. I can't believe you would say this is like giving these viewers false information about me.
Now they're gonna be looking for it too.
I know they're really gonna be like,
back they're gonna be typing in Backpack 92 love cast.
And it's gonna be zero results.
Any
other females you want to give a shout out to that you are in love with or any former in it?
Yeah, don't do me like that. I'm in love with one female. That's not the point. Anyway, okay, shout out her.
We know you are. We know you are.
All right, well, let me shout out on the 360 my few friends that I got on here. Shout out Big Shot, Hood Nerd 82, Snake Dash 00. Who else we got? Jokester,
Shout out. Yeah, that's about it. So
she was a chick right under your mama, huh? She was the second one on your mind.
Do you have any shout outs?
I got one shout out, and that is the Thundersmoke, wherever the fuck he is. Why didn't you give a shout out to your brother?
Oh, yeah, shout out to my brother, too.
This is what I mean. See, your mind is warped between you and this bitch.
There we go. Anyway, so, yep, and shout out to all listeners out there that are going to check this out, download this.
Yeah, so,
you know, like I said, hit us up, man. Hit us up. Check us out.
Yes, please, please.
Check us out. But, yeah, so that's been episode 3, and, yes.
I was kind of a hope.
All right.
Peace, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
You be fucked up. So you be cutting me off now. You cut me off now. That was a long ass episode.
You know we still recording.
I know we are. I already knew we were. I knew we was. I knew we would do some shit like this, but whatever.